This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB? K2PCB. KC2PET.
Good morning, Mr. KC2PET. It's not often I hear you as the first one on in the morning these days.
Yeah, I heard you in there. It's like, well, I better get out there and make sure you're not the only one on the air. So, yeah, good morning. I'm a little early, actually. Oh, my Megan's grandmother took a big fell last night, and that's she's in the ICU, so it's not very good news, but hopefully she'll pull through.
Now, this is the one that's, well, I want to say, like, 100-plus?
Yep, she's 103.
Anytime at that age, any medical, any unfortunateness is, you know, amplified in risk. So hopefully she's getting well taken care of and, recovers quickly. But, yeah. Today's Wednesday. It feels like Thursday. Even though I'm off Friday, man, this week is dragging.
Yeah, unfortunately not for me. I have a lot to do at work, so it makes the day fly by pretty quick. Fortunately, at home, it does the same thing. They had Evelyn's soccer game last night, so that's pretty much get home from work, eat real quick, and get ready for the game, and then it's usually that. And then put her to bed. Actually, I had to give her a bath last night and put her to bed. And then shortly then after that, I go to bed. So yeah, my evenings go pretty quick.
Oh, yeah, you've got a lot going on. And I don't have any of those other responsibilities. And just, Lynn and myself, it seems like there's not much time in our evenings. So we do tend to go to bed pretty early. We are in that routine. We don't stay up late during the week. And try and even not to stay up late if we don't have to on the weekends. Try to stick to our routine. But, yeah, I don't even know how I would do it if I had kids to take care of or other running around. I guess I would adjust, if I was that. Going down that path, I would have figured it out. Tell kids, hey, figure it out on your own. I'm sure I wouldn't be that way, but I'd probably be pretty tired. Yeah, so yesterday I spent a good chunk of the day working on that wire bonder, and I didn't get to finish. Travis Terry came over with a rack of signal conditioners that died. And so Chris and I were troubleshooting those yesterday, and it's weird because it's four conditioners in the rack, and two of them have one failure, and two of them have another. Or they all have the same one, but two of them have an additional one. So it's really weird, and we don't understand what happened, but it may have occurred during that power outage weekend. As Travis was saying, that they left them on over the weekend, but it wasn't necessarily this past weekend. It may have been the weekend before, and that's when they had all that disruption, and Spectrum was down, we were down, there was flickering throughout Western New York here, so at least in the immediate area. So I wonder if that had something to do with it.
Yeah, it might be. It very might be. I think the power that comes into work is pretty dirty. It seems like, me and Matt been fixing analyzers that have bad caps in them. The ultrasonic cleaner that blew its caps. A lot of power issues. I feel like the power coming in is very, like I said, glitchy, I'm going to say. I don't know how big of a swing it is. We were going to look into getting a AC monitor for the whole building to see it coming in, other than just having like a meter on a bench. I'm going to try to capture those fluctuations that are that you don't see, nor it's too quick to see with the naked eye.
Yeah, again, definitely you have to monitor it. But even if we do see a fluctuation, what are we going to do about it? I don't know if there's any recourse with the power company. But speaking of to the naked eye, I just came around the corner at Central and Broadway there in that Sunoco station. I don't know why. The lights on that place were really catching my eye this morning. Seemed brighter than normal for some reason. I don't know if they changed out any of the lights to LEDs. I have to imagine they've been that way for a while. Maybe it's just the amount of daylight we have today. Just makes it look brighter than normal.
Yeah, it could be. Maybe they replaced the LEDs with something better. I know that the certain manufacturer of LEDs for the streetlights, I noticed, one of the colors will go out in it, and the lights actually will turn purple. It depends on how they made the... it's not phosphorus. It's something coating they put on the LED to make it the daylight white. So if it's not a good, coating, I guess if they put on the LEDs, it turns purple. So that might be an issue. Now, let's put train of thought. I'm gonna tell you something else.
Well, we're talking about dirty power.
Oh yeah. The power company can't put they put those pole capacitors, they're humongous caps. You might see them. They're like a square box, and they got the three leads coming out of the top. Those are capacitors. I think those are there just to smooth things out some. So if we complain enough, they might put one up on our pole.
Yeah, that would be nice if they would put it up there and maintain it. Otherwise, I would say if we are really seeing a lot of problems, we could probably install it ourselves on our incoming power.
See, waiting to see if Jeff pops in there this morning, or is it just me and you? I know Brad's on vacation now.
KC2NVM. Oh, no, I'm here. I just was listening gloriously. Anytime you get the electric company to pay for something, they should totally do that. So if we're getting dirty power, they should clean it up.
Yeah, I guess that's probably on us to, the burden of proof to demonstrate that it is happening. I'm surprised after all this time we don't monitor it.
All three phases instead of one phase going. They've been upgrading that kind of stuff. The pole capacitor, I think that would help PCB out a lot as far as fluctuations and stuff.
So good morning there, Jeff. How's your day going?
It's going good. I'm excited for today to be over with so I can go down to Kentucky tomorrow. Very excited about that. I'm going to Kentucky.
And you guys have your playlist all ready to listen to on the way down? You've got your, I don't want to say drinking songs, but your themed music for the ride?
Several bourbon podcasts from different people we enjoy listening to, talking to. We have all that documented and downloaded, ready to go. We're going down in a brand new Subaru Forester, and I was informed of what connections I need to bring to put my phone onto it, because we have the same Apple phones but different interconnects. So we got our cabling situated. He'll pack up the car, so I just have to pull in, drop my stuff in it, and we go to Tim's house in Williamsville, and then we all leave as a group. And then we're going to hit up Fin Fur Feather, which is a store, outfitting store in Ohio, right next to Grandpa's Cheese Barn, which my friend John was always making fun of. And then we actually stopped in there, and he's like, we got to stop at Grandpa's Cheese Barn. That place is awesome. It's like 7 buildings of homemade chocolates, homemade candies, homemade cheeses, and sausages, and all the accoutrements you think for at a cheese store. And then we went and hit up Micro Center, which is a computer store in Columbus, looking to get a few key items and maybe a brand new Raspberry Pi.
Yeah, so I guess as first thing, Grandpa's Cheese Barn. I have been there before in Ashland, Ohio. We stopped in there on our way down to the Dayton Ham Fest, which was quite a few years ago. And that was a pretty cool place. I don't know how we happened upon it. We pulled in and we checked it out, and it was impressive. I think we did it on the way down. We probably should have done it on the way back so we could fill up a cooler. And you said Micro Center, right? What's the other one? Did you say Micro Center?
Yes, Micro Center. It is a chain of stores. There's 4 in New York, and they're all down in New York City, Long Island area.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Micro Center. Whenever you listen to the Philadelphia Hub on All-Star, you hear those guys talk about it a lot. There must be a couple locations out there, or at least one that they have nearby, because they're always talking about going there for everything from, you know, Raspberry Pis, 3D printers, filament. It's like a hobbyist dream. We would love that place.
I have to be very careful on how much money I travel with at that store.
But for some reason, I thought, do they have competitor?
I don't know. I haven't researched it that enough. But I know they have a couple keyboards I'm looking at.
Yes. Didn't you buy that, that mechanical keyboard?
Yes. I have not yet purchased one, but they have a couple in stock that I'm looking at. I want to get the right form factor, and I want it to fit in my leather satchel that I have. So it's got to be around 14 inches wide.
Okay. I thought you were eyeing one up on Marketplace. So obviously you didn't pull the trigger on that one then.
The woman selling it never got back to me, and I have probably 20 messages. Hey, is this for sale? Is this for sale? Is this still up here? Is this for sale? And she's just a complete ghost.
You know, I've seen that before where people say that they won't respond to the default is it for sale message. Maybe you have to just say, I'll take it.
I believe my message was, hey, this looks great. Would I be able to pick this up today or this week? What time is good for you? When you get a chance, I'd like your address or where you want to meet, and just complete nothing. And then every day it comes up, and I'm like, hey, this is still up here, this is still up here, this is still up here. Nothing.
Oh, yeah, I would say that definitely communicates your intent to want to purchase. That's unfortunate when people just leave their stuff there like that.
One person, I can't remember what I was looking for, maybe the Raspberry Pis. Oh, my son put stuff up. I don't pay attention to this. Well, then maybe your son should pay attention to it. If he's trying to sell something and you want to not get harassment emails, Watch the account. Meanwhile, they have 25 items up for sale. It's like, how do you not? You're supposed to be paying attention to this. This is your store.
Yeah, at that point, you're right. It is a store, and for 25 items, it's not like you have one thing and you forgot about it. This is the business, and you do that. But I've got 6:44, so it's about that time. So I'll say 73s, and I'll see you guys on the inside. This is K2PCP.
KC2NVM, clear. Have a good night. 73s.